I would say this is arguably his best known song, and it's inspired by the most mundane of sources. Part of its inspiration actually came from a Newsweek article. I read the same Newsweek article in high school, and I didn't write a great song, so what is the deal with that? This is a song about an ore carrier that left port across Lake Superior on November 9th, 1975, and didn't make it through the 10th. This is called The Wreck of the Evan Fitzgerald. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigum. The lake, it is said, never gives up or dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? As a wave broke over the rail, and every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait. Oh, when the gales of November came slashing, when afternoon came it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, stir up the meat." 7 p.m. the main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired and he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. When the waves turn the minutes to hours, the searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Mm-hmm. Lake Huron Rose Superior sings in the ruins of her ice water mansion. Born in Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. Farther below Lake Ontario, it takes in what Lake Erie can send. And the iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on end of the big lake they call Kitchikoo. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early. Thanks. Be back in about 10 minutes.